Okay, let's begin. Demai Daf Samach. Demai Daf Samach. The 60th Daf here in Maseches Demai. As we continue our march, there are 77 Daf here in Demai, so we have a couple, about 2.5 weeks left to the Masechta. Again, to the sponsor of the Shiur, Mar Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram Dvar Weinfeld, we thank them for the sponsorship. So we are talking about, we discussed yesterday the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether one could give their olives to a somebody who is not a chaver, Beis Shammai, or somebody who is even less ne'eman than a chaver. Beis Shammai says if one has olives that aren't yet. Remember, that was the case. They're sitting there and they're have some oil, water, slash oil oozing out at the beginning of the process. Beit Shammai says that you can only give it to a chaver because you're nervous that when it's hukshah l'kabal tumah, then the Ama Aretz will touch it and he'll be metami it, and then he'll be metami the truma, and that's a problem. And Beit Shammai says, no, there's a possibility that he won't do that. There's a possibility that he will consume it before it becomes hukshar. So as long as there's that possibility, that is okay. Just like the Mishnah, the Gemara quoted a parallel in from Maseches Shviyos. Just like Beis Hillel says, you could sell a cow that is usually used for plowing to someone who is chashed on Shemitah because maybe he's going to shecht it. What do you mean he's going to shecht it? People don't usually shecht it, but it's okay. We could rely on that possibility. Again, it's not so far-fetched. It's a minority, but it's not a miyuta to miyuta. And therefore, Beis Hillel says, in this case, you could rely on it and not to be choshish for it. Good. Then we said, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel would agree, though, if something is more common, then even Beis Shammai would agree if the possibility is more common. So if somebody sells shibalim, right, shibalim li'isa, so somebody says ears of grain to make dough, so even Beis Shammai would agree that's okay. Why? Because it's possible that the Ama Aretz won't wait until he crushes it and makes it into flour and makes it into dough, but maybe in that case he will roast it and have it as is right before it gets wet, and therefore also it won't be mekabel tumah, and that is why one is allowed to do that. So Tani, now we continue another case. Tani, four lines from the bottom on Nun Tasma Beis, Shavin, both Bishama Beis will agree. Shane Mochrin, that you can't, right? We just said everybody agrees in the case that you are Mocher, Shibalan Lisasso, because you could roast it. But now, Tani Shavin, we say everybody agrees, Shane Mochrin, you cannot sell Godesh Shel Chitin, Va'avat Shel Anavim, Uma'atan Shel Zesim. You can't sell all of these, items, a whole Godesh, the pile of wheat, and the Avat Shel Anavim. That's where the, grapes are left to, ooze out a little bit, and then they are crushed. These items are already late in the process. They are already hukshar l'kabal tumah. So then, the second the chaver touches them, he's going to be betami them, and the truma is going to be ruined, right? Because truma tameya is not able to be eaten. And therefore, even Beis Hillel would agree in this case that it is a problem. Brother Marafolda again explains the mitzius of what the ma'atan is and what the avat is. The ma'atan is the clue that you put the olives, kadesha yischamamu, so they become warm, v'yisrachachu, and they become soft, v'yinochim lasos mehem shemen, and then it's easy to get the oil out. U'minastam, kol ma'ashabala ma'atan, lokaimi la'achila rak l'shemen. Anything in the ma'atan, you're not eating. We said before, there's a possibility that maybe you'll take some olives out beforehand, but anything in the ma'atan is already going to be for squeezing. V'gam hei mechsharam l'tuma, aydi zeyas ha'ma'atan, and the liquid that comes out of them has already been machshed in l'kabal tuma, and therefore it's usher to sell a ma'atan to someone who is not makpid about the laws of tuma v'tara. And the same thing with the avit shel anavim. Important to see both of them in this brisa, because the Gemara is going to be medayik from the parallel, right? This is a tosefta in Maisras. V'chein ba'avit shel anavim u'kli shosim bo'anavim, like the ma'atan shel zesim, u'leficha chadina islahu le'inyin mechirizos. So says the Gemara. One second. So we have in this tosefta, we have compared, we have the avat shel anavim and the ma'atan shel zesim. So the Gemara says, everything that comes out of the grapes, there's no what we called yesterday the mohel, right? By the olives, there's a little bit that comes out at the beginning that doesn't have the status of oil. Maybe it's a little like oil water. It's not actually kabal tumah. And then comes the oil later on. But the fact that in the Tosefta, we put the olive case next to the grape case, And the grapes don't have any moel. Everything that comes out of the grapes is going to be wine. It's going to be called wine, right? One of these seven liquids. So says the Gemara, va'avat shel anavim lo torahi. Isn't the grapes case, that's a case of hechsher midaraisa. That would be hechsher midaraisa, because there's no mohel when it comes to anavim. So if we have that case in the Tabraisa, and the case of the Ma'atan of Zesim is next to it in the Braisa, so we compare, so it must be the Ma'atan of Zesim is also Hechsher Mida'araisa. Right? We have that Diyak. We're going to ask a Kasha on that, but let's just get that Diyak down first. Look at the Marafolda. On top of it, Shalanavim Lo Torah. Isn't that the Araisa? Bitbia. V'chiavit shalanavim. Ein hakshir min haTorahi. Isn't it midaraisa? Kidetzan b'meseches Taharos, as it says in the last parak of Meseches Taharos. Taharos has 10 prakim. V'shavin ba'avit shalanavim shu tamei shamashke mayosim min anavim ba'avitein machshirin asanavim min haTorah. They're machshir midaraisa. Umidakam edami luhu bebraisa. Ma'atan shel zeisim la'avit shel anavim. Since in this Tosefta we compare the two, shmami no, it must be shagam ma'atan shel zeisim. Ha-mo'el v'ha-shemen ha-yotze mi'en machshiran. Even the original, the earlier mo'el liquid that comes out is also machshir mida'araisa. And if that is true, we have a kasha. Les hadapliga, Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't that a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan says the ma'atan of the zeisim is only hechsher mi derabanan. Les hadapliga, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan amar kishem she'amru katan chumrin. Just like we say in the case of a katan, that is a chumra derabanan. We'll see what that case is. Kachamer ma'ata shel zeisim chumrin. So too, we say the ma'ata of zeisim is a chumra derabanan. What is the case of the katan? The Marafolda quotes the Mishnah Meseches Taharos in the third parak, but really it's quoted also at the end of Meseches Kedushin in the Bavli. You have a child, you have a baby that you see next to a piece, a pile of dough. The baby is holding a piece of dough in his hand. So do we say a baby is always tame? He's touching all different things. Do we have to assume that the baby, the dough in the baby's hand is because the baby went and grabbed it from the dough, the larger pile, and therefore the whole dough is tummy because it was touched by the baby? Or do we say that, no, maybe somebody tahor, an adult, went and took dough from the bigger pile and gave it to the child in order to play with? That's a machlokas tanoim there in Meseches Taharos. Tidok mitzad batek ubatek biyado. Remeir says tahor. Remeir mitzayer there. You don't have to assume that the child took it. Maybe an adult gave it to him. Vachachamim mitamim. The chamzei tamei. And Rabbi Yochanan said about that Mishnah that even the Shita of the Chachamim that say Tameh, that is a Chumra Durabanan. A Chumra Durabanan that we treat the child as if he is a Yesh Bodas Lishael. As we know from rules of Tumah Vatara, you only say the Tusabik Tumah Tameh if it's Yesh Bodas Lishael like a Sota. Hada Timu Lakatan Zeh Lefisha Chachamim Asa'uhu Kimishi Yesh Bodas Lishael, says the Ma'ara Fulda. We treat it as if he has Das to ask the question and answer it. Veloshe Timu Vada Lisra Vala Tumah Vakachim. Lamainaf Kamina Tumah Daraisa Tumah Durabanan. Whether you burn Tumah Vakachim, if this dough left over was truma v'kachim, so therefore the Rabbi Yochanan says, the Rabbi Yochanan compares, just like in the case of the Mishnah in Taharos about the katan, it's a chumra derabanan, so to the case of the ma'atan shel zeisim is the chumra derabanan, and therefore we have a kasha, because the Tosefta seems to put together the liquid coming out of the grapes, which is daraisa, and the liquid coming out of the olive, which is dirabanan. So that's the kasha. So the Gemara answers, maybe not. Reb Chizkiya Amar, Reb Yona b'shem Reb Yirmiya, ma pligin b'chiburin. What is the issue? Reb Yochanan, and the one who he argues with, when Reb Yochanan says dirabanan, what does he mean dirabanan? He doesn't mean our case, is that it's durabanan of the ma'atan, whether it's huksha l'kabal tuma, that's for sure daraisa. His issue is in terms of tziruf, in terms of chiburin. When Rabbi Yochanan says tuma durabanan, he's talking about that idea. If part of the what's in the kli is tameh, is touched and becomes tameh, do we say that the whole thing is tameh? Lefisha b'chol makom nasho chibur, because usually when you have a tameh person that touches a mixture, touches a whole mass of food, when do we say it's considered mitzuraf? If it is nashuch, Meaning, if I take a piece of it and that it's so sticky and connected to each other that what I pick up is going to take off a piece of its friend. We have rolls. We have rolls that if I pick up a piece of the roll, that's going to take another piece of the roll with it. That's nushel. It's called it's biting. One roll is biting into the other one. If I pick up one, it's going to take a piece of the other one. So that's usually the level of connectedness that you need to be mechubar. So that's general. If you b'chol machom nasho chibur, ma'uch just mush together, eino chibur. That is not a chibur. But ko, what's the chiddush here in the ma'atan when the olives are sitting there all softening together? Afilu ma'uch chibur, right? Even ma'uch. Even if they're just mushed together, they're not on the level of nashuch, that also is going to be considered a chibur, and that is the din derabanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to when he said the kishem line. Kishem shamru katan chumrin derabanan, the Mishnah about the child. Kachamru ma'atan shel zesim chumrin. The fact that the ma'atan shel zesim is betsurif to each other, even without being on the level of connectedness of nashuch. That is the din rabbanan, but ha-hechsher on Torah. But the din of hechsher, that's daraisa. That can be daraisa, and that's what the Tosefta that we started off today's shir with, Tosefta and Maestris, which compares the grapes and the olives. So just like the grapes is daraisa, so too the olives are daraisa as well. Interesting, one hashkafic point that one might think and connect to, and that is usually for tziruf to be considered connected, you have to be nashuch. You have to, when you take one piece, it has to take the other piece with it, right? Hashkafically, right? When are you connected to someone else? When are you considered ba'achtos with someone else? When you go, you take a piece of the other person with you, right? When you're so connected that there's a hashpa'a on each other in a way that when one person does something, the other person is affected by it. That's achtos. The Rambam says that in Hilchos Deos, Rambam says that we are connected naturally by who we are with, and our friends and our place. That's the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam might reflect this type of idea that we could get this hashkafic nugget from the tziruf. All right, the Rabbanan said there's even tziruf be the Rabbanan if you're just together in the bowl touching each other. But the daraisa connection is only if you take part of the other person with you when you are going. So the Rambam, let's just review that Rambam in Perek Vav and Hilchos Deos. Derech bir yaso shel adam lios nimshach b'deosav ubemaasav. But the derech of a person, the natural derech of a person, is to be pulled after the opinions and actions achareya v'chaverav of his friends and his colleagues. V'noeg b'minhag anshe medinaso. We're affected by what the people around us do. Lefichach, sarech adam l'schaber l'sadikim v'leishev etzel chachamim tamid. We always have to sit with and connect ourselves to tzadikim and chachamim. To learn from their actions, and to stay away from those wicked who go in darkness, so we don't learn from their actions. Beginning of Tehillim, so we have to know that we're connected to and we are influenced by who we are with, right? Just like in the bowl here, in the ma'atan, each olive is influenced by the other. So this is about the issues of daraisa and derabanan. Is hechsher daraisa? Is hechsher derabanan? In the case of ma'al, the concept of hechsher is for sure daraisa. Right? That's learned out from Torah Shabbat Peh, hechsher l'kabel tuma. As we read to the Rambam yesterday, all details of hechsher are Torah Shabbat Peh, but learned out from Sukkim in Shmini. We have the machlokes about whether you need Ratzon HaBailim or Ratzon of the Nosed. We had the machlokas yesterday between the Rambam and the Rashba. But Daraisa Derabanan is the issue. Remember, it's the Daraisa Derabanan discussion was had by the Rambam and the Ramban, which many after the Rambam and the Rabban discuss generally how to understand Dinim Derabanan, why we have to listen to the Rabbanan. Right, let's say it's the Rabbanan. So why do we have to listen to the Rabbanan? Where does it say in the Torah that you have to listen to the Rabbanan? It says, don't turn away from what the Rabbanan say. Lo sasur, envi asisa api yorucha. You shall do based on what they tell you. But that could be meaning didim daraisa. Don't turn from how they tell you what the din daraisa means, how they interpret the Torah. Who says that's talking about the Rabbanan? That's the chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam says, lo sasur, envi asisa api yorucha. That is referring to even Dinim Durabanan. When the Rabbanan tell you to do Dinim Durabanan, even that is included in Los Asur. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam, both in Ilchas Mamrim and in Sefer HaMitzvos. That's one. The Ramban asks his famous question on the Rambam. If that's true, then what's the difference between Durabanan and Daraisas? Our Almud here talks about whether Heksher is Durabanan, Heksher is Daraisa. According to the Rambam, it's all the same. All Durabanans are Daraisas. Right? So what... how do you ever have the principle of Savei Durabanan Lekula, Savei Daraisa Lechumra? Right? How do you have that principle according to the Rambam, if every Durabanan is a Daraisa? So that's the discussion within the Rambam Shita. It's clear according to the Rambam what the source is of following Dinim Durabanan. That's Lo Sasur. The problem that he has to explain is, okay, so then what do you do with Savei Durabanan Lekula? What do you do with differences in halacha between Durabanans and Daraisas? And there are many answers to that question. I think the Mabit says in the Kriya Sefer, maybe the Rambam only means it's included in Lo Sasur, in the Isser Daraisa, if you reject it in a rebellious way, thinking that the Rabbanan, and assuming the Rabbanan don't have authority to make a din. Not that they have authority, I just have a taiva, and I'm not doing it. No, that's not the Lo Sasur. But the Ramban himself suggests in one line, and the Meshech Chachma also reflects this. Many Achronim say this in their own way. Basically, four words, Gahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. Meaning, Avade Durabanan is Avade Daraisa, yes. But once it's in the world of Safek, once it's a Safek, then we say the Rabbanan didn't mean their din to apply and to exist in the case of Safek. So Avade Durabanan is a Daraisa, Asavade Durabanan is zero. Is zero, it falls away. That's what that's said in one line in the Ramban, for the Rambam, and that's expanded upon by the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim, which we have mentioned often, where the Meshech Chachma discusses differences between Dinim D'Araisa and Dinim D'Rabanan, where Dinim D'Araisa, that is ultimate eternal truth, and that cannot be changed, and that is the Ratzon Hashem. V'ha'ikar huzeh, says the Meshech Chachma, ki ha-Torah ratzta, that the Torah Dinim D'Araisa are inyanim nitzchiyim v'kayamim la'ad. But then there are Dinim D'Rabanan, which the Meshech Chachma says, yischadish inyanim siyagim azharos v'chumros asher yiyu zmaniyim. Right, there are more temporary types of laws, or at least they could be temporary, if a later Bezdin, Godly Menug, would cancel it. A later greater Bezdin can reject, and they can change it. What do you mean they can change it? Isn't it eternal truth? The answer is no. Dinim D'Rabanan are not eternal truth. You might say that Dinim D'Rabanan are more focused on the Gavra than in the Chefza of the item. And the Meshech Chachma compares this to Morid B'Malchus. By Morid B'Malchus, the Din, that the king wants to do something, and I have to listen to him, and if I don't listen to him, I'm Chayav Misa. Is that because the Hashem really cares about the content of what the king is saying? No, this isn't an eternal Din. The point is to listen to the king. So too, the point is to listen to the rabbis. So the second that it's Suffolk, violating that is not considered going against the rabbis. It's only Suffolk. It's not Vaday. And therefore, again, like the Mabit says, but just a little fancier, the Meshech Chachma says, therefore, this is what he relates it at the end, in the case of Suffolk, how you answer this question. Again, this is the Meshech Chachma in Shoftim. But that's all within the Rambam Shita. There's also an important discussion that one has said within the Ramban Shita. The first step, the Rambam says, you have to listen to the Rabbanan based on Lo Sasur, and therefore you have the problem of Savi D'Araisa L'Chumra, Savi D'Rabbanan L'Kula. According to the Ramban, what's the source in the Torah? They have to listen to the Rabbanan, Dinim D'Rabbanan. If Lo Sasur is only talking about Dinim D'Araisa, so how do you know that you have to listen to the Rabbanan based for Dinim D'Rabbanan? So you might say it's based on the fact that the Torah does say that the Rabbanan can make Dinim D'Rabbanan, right? Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. So the fact that the Rabbanan are allowed to make Dinim D'Rabbanan, doesn't that mean that we have to listen to Dinim D'Rabbanan? What, they have the power to make Dinim D'Rabbanan and we don't have to listen to it? They're just doing it for their own good? No, of course not. Right? So maybe it's included in that. The assumption of their power to make laws means that we have to listen to them. We have to listen to them. One, or Rabbi Elchanan in the Kuntros Divrei Sofrim, in the second volume of the Kovet Shiurim, there he discusses what we might call, what Rav Asher Weiss calls, what others call the fifth Shulchan Aruch, Ratzon Hashem. It's clear. it's clear that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. V'nire, says the Rebbe Elchanan, Rak asvachta, kidabrinim b'chol duchta midi rabbanam, v'kor asvachta v'yalma, mikol makom, hiskima daita l'odas ha-makom. Like the Gemara, three laws that Moshe Rabbeinu added, and Hashem was maskim to, so that applies to really all dinim d'rabbanam. Dekein haya gam ratzon Hashem yizbarach. Ela shlot sivahu alze v'tzivim mefurash. V'yesh v'omar, dehu adin b'chol ha-mitzvos v'yisurin shal devrehem. Hiskima daita l'odas ha-makom. Ludugma, kisha asru shnios la rayas, gam ratzon Hashem yisparach, haya kain, shen nigzar al atzmenu shnios, elish lo tzival zem befurish betor befurish. Right, the all dinan drabanan. Hashem wanted them to make this law at this time, and Hashem didn't make it tzivui, didn't make it befurish, for whatever reason. But that's what he obviously had in mind, and he gave the Rabbanan the power. Umehai taima, and this is what Rabbi Chana says, anu chayavim lasos kedivrehem. And that is why we have to follow their words. Shaharei anu makayvim bazeh ratzon Hashem yisbarach. Shis kima daitam ledaito. Following the Rabbanan or following his ratzon. Umikal makam, kivin shelo ba'alem sivim mefurash batorah, hein kalin midivrei Torah ha-mefurashin. But because it didn't come beferish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's sivim mefurash, so it is more kal than explicit dinim de'oraisa. And there are many other examples of this that Rabbi Chana gives. Even items that are learned out from Drushas Chazal that are not Mefurish are in as Chamur, right? There are different levels, right? Of course, Tosfos in the Yevamos Dav Zayin, where Davar HaMefurish Bekra is more Chamur than a Davar She'ein Mefurish Bekra, and the Ran Dav Ches and Nedarim. Those are the two Makaros that are quoted in the Rishonim. Tosfos in Yevamos Dav Zayin, and the Ran and Nedarim Dav Ches, about Hilchos Shvua. Okay, let's continue now. Where we just said, back to the Gemara, we said, okay, we defended Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Hechsher of the olives and the matan is daraisa, and when he says Hechsher is drabanan, he's referring to the chibur din, not the general din of Hechsher. So now we go back. Says the Gemara, we just quoted this suggestion. This suggestion was quoted by Rabbi Yonah in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yonah said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Chiburin. So now Rabbi Yonah one time met Rabbi Yirmiyah and asked him, I heard this in your name. Is it really true? Come Rabbi Yonah im Rabbi Yirmiyah. Right, that's how Rabbi Chaim Yadevsky interprets this. Shamahu v'hu amar l'hai shmua. Ukshakami mei shalo. Right, does he hold that way? So come Rabbi Yonah im Rabbi Yirmiyah amar lo at amrit hada milsa. Do you say this? Right, is that true what I reported in your name? So amar lei in mini, if it was up to me, afilu hechsher v'hein chumrin. I argue, no, I think even the hechsher is a rabbanan. I think even the hechsher of this mohel coming out of the olives is only derabbanan. So we're back to the question of the Tosefta, where the Tosefta compared the grapes and the olives, the Tosefta we started off with today. Vahatani, the Gemara just quotes the whole question again. Vahatani, shavin, she'in mochrin, gadish al-chite, va'avish al-anavim. Isn't it true, we compare, everybody agrees, if you sell the gadish al-chite, va'avish al-anavim, umatan jalzesim, elo l'chavar, olubi shehu yodeh, shu osa osan v'tara, right, like we just quoted, that's the Tosefta, va'avish al-anavim o'torahi, so the avish al-anavim is for sure Torah, is for sure daraisa, because you don't have any moel coming out of the grapes, v'defasa matan jalzesim torahi, right, and therefore you compare it to the case of the matan jalzesim, so my kadun, so what do you do, what do you do in that, regarding that Tosefta? Or shouldn't we say that it's the same din? We can say one's the Rabbanan, one's the Raisa in that Tosefta. We'd rather not say that. So the Gemara says, Tipater Rebbe Meir. Really, it's a machlokes tanoim. And maybe, right, that Braisa that says it's Daraisa is like Rebbe Meir, who says in Machshirin, to Rebbe Meir Amar, Hamoel Kemashke. Rebbe Meir says in the sixth parak of Masechas Machshirin, Parak Vav Mishnah Hey, Machlokas, whether this mo'al is considered mashke, so that Tosefta that says it's daraisa is following Rabbi Meir, right? And therefore he would say the comparison is true. But I, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, right? Come Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi says, I would say it's drabanan, right? And therefore there is no problem with that, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah, that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah says, right? That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah would say, it's drabanan, I hold like Rabbi Shimon. Fine. So now we go back to our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to give the Am Haaretz, these items that are going to be Hukshar L'Kabal Toma, because we assume it's going to be Hukshar, and then he's going to make Bimetame, and then the Truma that he will be Mafrish is going to be Tame, and we try to prevent that. And Beis Hillel says, no, maybe he's going to eat it before the Hekshar takes place. So the Pashup Shah, the way we explain Beis Shammai in the Mishnah, was exactly as we just said. You're worried about the Tuma. The issue is the Tuma. And therefore, you have to give it to somebody who is trustworthy on the Tuma. So now Rabbi Zeira has a different shot of Beis Shammai. Time of the Beis Shammai, the reason that Beis Shammai says in the Mishnah that you can only give it to a chaver or someone who's Naaman is not because of the chashash of Hafrashas Truma Bituma, but for a different reason. Ein derech chaver lios mocher zesim el lamaaser. No, we're nervous that whoever you give it to, maybe they will sell it to someone else. Maybe that it's going to eventually get to someone who is not going to be ma'aser. And therefore, that's why Beis Shammai says, one is not allowed. You have to give it to someone who has a very high standard. Even if you give it to somebody who is ma'aser, like Beis Hillel says you can, maybe that person won't eat it, they'll give it to somebody who's not ma'aser. And therefore, you just have to give it to somebody who has a very high level of ne'amanus, and then that person won't be motzi it without being mafresh. Look at the Mara Folda. Time of the Beis Shammai. Shalo itiru elo l'chaver huzeh. Why de'ein ha'chaver mocher peirosav elo mishu yodeh shu ma'aser? Because the chaver himself is only going to sell it to someone who, you know, that's the chshash here. Is it going to continue to someone else? That's the chshash. Avalem nati l'mkaro son l'ma'aser. If we allow you to sell this tevel to someone who is only on the level of ma'aser, dilmo ha-ma'aser yimkei la-ma'aretz. Maybe he'll sell it to an ama'aretz, and that would be a problem. Or Beis Hillel Savri, or maybe Beis Hillel says, no, as long as there's a possibility, it's okay. Al-yidei eila anu omrim shalachan la'atzmo. No, maybe he must have taken it for himself. La'achila, v'lo yimkei la'acherim. We don't have to assume he's going to sell it to somebody else. We don't have to be choshesh for that. L'fichach omar tana demasnisan alibet Beis Shammai. That's why Beis Shammai says only to a chaver, and velo amar nami lemishu neaman, right? Not that, as it says in the Brisa, because the issue is because of the chshash that he won't be ma'aser. Okay, so 2 days in the Gemara. What exactly is the basis for Beis Shammai? The last line in the Mishnah had said that the tsnuei Beis Hillel went like Beis Shammai. V'tsnuei Beis Hillel hayanoagin kedivrei Beis Shammai. So who are the tsnuin? So we already saw the Mara Folda on the Mishnah. Vatikin hamedaktikim b'mitzvahs. So where did he get that from? This line right here. So the Gemara says, tsnuei Beis Hillel v'chulo mahu tsnuei. What are tsnuei? Kesherei. Tsnuei means kesherim, those that follow the halacha. Amr of Chizda, Kach Shaninu, Shehechsher, Nikra, Shakusher, Nikra Tsanua. A kusher is called a tsanua, meaning tsanua doesn't only mean, as we sometimes translate tsanua, as hidden and covered. That's one meaning, the more limited meaning of tsanua, but tsanua is in general. Tsanua is a way of avodas Hashem. Not just in the more minimal way that tsanua means. Then we have evidence in Chazal. If you look in the Mefarshim Mira on the page, quote, right, the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara needs, the Gemara in Brachas, and Daf Samach Bezim and Aleph in the Bavli, the Gemara speaks about Tsanua Bebesakise. Call it Tsanua Bebesakise, Nitzal Mishlosha Dvarim. The Gemara in Brachas says, if somebody Tsanua Bebesakise, so there that means, you know, hidden, that means covered up, somebody who doesn't reveal himself even in a Beis HaKisei. And he's safer, min anachashim, min akrabim, min amazikin. Right, so that is the more minimal understanding of what a tsanua is. But we have other examples. If you look in Erevin Daf Kuf, that's the case where we would learn out many midos from animals. The Gemara there says, Ilmali lo nitna Torah. Even if the Torah hadn't been given, hayinu lemedim tsnius mechatul. First one on the list. We would have learned that tsnius from a chatul. Why? What does a chatul do? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says that when a chatul relieves itself, it covers up its waist. She'eno matil rei bifnei adam u'machaset so aso. That is Rashi. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Meiri quotes both. The Rabbeinu Chananel says it means it only is with its mate in private.
in private. So two types of tsnius. Then gezel minamala, arayis miyona, derech eretz mitarnagol.
Right, so all the different. You see there also tsnius in the more limited sense. But if you look, let's say, in Maseches Nida in the Mishnah on Daf Yadala, the beginning of the second parak, the language there used is that tsnuos have another bedika. When they're doing certain bedikos at a certain time of month, they have another bedika. So why does that make you a person at tsnua? Right, another bedika. And if you look elsewhere, the concept of tsnius is definitely has a larger meaning than just covering something up. It means not being in the center of attention. Rav Shechter has this in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Yud Beis, Os Yud Beis. He says, the Hagdara of Tznius. Hagdara is in Tznius, Toem Ha'ola. Many people are mistaken. Ki Choshvim, Shekol Kulo, Enu Elo, Lekisui, Mekomos, Ha'erva, Shebebasar Aguf. They think Tznius is just covering up certain parts of the body. Ube'emes, you look in the Gemara, that's a chelek me'inin atznius. But the Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Kisisa, the luchos rishonos, because they were given in public, that's why shalta bohen ayin harav and ishtabru. But by the second luchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, psal lacha, ein lacha yafeh, min hatznius. Shenemar, uma Hashem doresh bimcha, ki maso mishpat v'asas chesav hatznei leches. Hatznei leches em elokecha. So the Medrash says that the second luchos were given mitznius. What does that mean? Right, so obviously, tznius doesn't mean a way of covering, but it means a way of life. Hanhaga hamiskayemes bitzina. Which means, kol adam yinhoga datzmo b'chol inyanei chayav b'ofan shel tzina v'yechayim pratiyim b'li ra'ashanus u'b'li pumbius. Right, and that's the idea of tznius. That's what's meant here in our Gemara, that a kasher is called a tsanua. Called a tsanua, and those are the tsnue beis hillel in our case. Okay, we will stop here.